Miley Adams got the foul. Free throw for the three-point play, no good. West Plains on offense now with a two-point difference. Lady Jays on top. Down the key to the corner. Lucy Hafer back out front. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. West Plains down by two. 31-29. Left elbow. Underneath, here's Melissa Joyner. Muscles the shot up from the left baseline from 6 feet away and scores. Tie game at 31. With the records, West Plains. Now ball stolen away out front. Zoe Scharnhorst all the way in. Gets trapped underneath, feeds it back. Layup, good. Olivia Lawson now gives West Plains the lead again. Left side, they get it into Ward. Whistle will have a foul call on West Plains. They collapsed on Ward once she caught the basketball. And Olivia Lawson will pick up her second foul. Marshfield is 19-4. So each of these last regular season games are important to them. If no other reason, they want to win 20. Pass in the right corner, a three. Dances on the rim, it comes off. And the rebound, Alyssa Joyner up ahead. Olivia Lawson will wait and set things up. Alyssa Joyner has it on the right side. Back out front. And now West Plains will get into their set offense. Lucy Hafer with 3:05 to go in the third. Zoe Scharnhorst, three is good! Zoe Scharnhorst, second field goal, and she has 5 points. 36-31. Marshfield pass inside, knocked away, picked back up though. Ward goes up, can't get it, but she got fouled. Not much you can do. She is 6 feet tall, long arms. And that'll be the third foul on Olivia Lawson. We still have 10 minutes plus of basketball to go here. Free throw is good by Peyton Ward. West Plains by four. And make it three as Ward connects on another free throw. 36-33, West Plains ball down to 2:36 to play in the third quarter. Olivia Lawson gets it over, Zoe Scharnhorst. Feeds it in, cutting, here's a drive, and the layup won't fall, it just hung on the rim. And now, a near tie-up is taken away by Marshfield. Lauren Lubert for the Jays, out front with 2:20 to go. 36-33. Good pressure on the ball by Zoe Scharnhorst. They get it to the high post right corner. Lubert's with a three shot. No good. On the far side, it's pulled down by Olivia Lawson. 2:02 to go in the third quarter. West Plains with a one possession lead, 36-33. And now a bump foul on Lauren Lubert for Marshfield, trying to cut off the dribble of Miley Adams. First foul on her. West Plains will throw the basketball in. We're trying to make sure that we've got the situation in hand here at the scorer's desk. Right now, we've got a conversation going. There may be a legend that West Plains should be shooting bonus here. I don't think so. Good grief, they've only got two fouls this half. So it'll be West Plains basketball ultimately. And I believe we're ready to go. No, we're not. what the issue is, but we're ready to play the ball again, and West Plains with the lead. 36-33, inbound play. Lucy Hafer lobs it way out front, and there's the catch. Pass cutting down the lane back to the right corner. Melissa Joyner spins to the middle, hangs and shoots and scores. 38-33. West Plains looking sharper here as this half goes on. Pass in the corner of three, no good by Ward. Rimmed off and picked up by Alyssa Joyner, front court. Now on the left side, Lucy Hafer out to Alyssa. She'll hand it to Olivia Lawson. Olivia, a senior, she has had a brilliant career here at West Plains. On the baseline, Olivia has it, turns base, and shoots turnaround jump shot. No good. Good blockout on the weak side that time by Hallie Menzies of Marshfield, and the Lady Jays come away with it. 1:03 to go in the third, 38-33. Marshfield with the basketball. They can be delivered here. Lauren Luhert over the top pass to the right point. Menzies back over. They go to the far corner. Lubritz lobs it, left point pass. Now down the key, a handoff on the weave. Now get it to the point. Lubritz, open shot for a three, and the tie is no good. Ball comes off with 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. And as she walks it over the timeline, Olivia Lawson gets instructions from her head coach, Scott Womack. Down to 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 38-33. Olivia dribbles to her left and hands the ball off. Alyssa Joyner gets it back to Zoe Scharnhorst. Knocked away, though. Taken away by Marshfield, and they come back. Pass across. That ball is going to be thrown nearly out of bounds. Save Olivia from midcourt at the horn. Hits the top of the backboard support. That's the end of the third. West Plains goes into the fourth quarter a little better off than they were at halftime. They lead it now instead of by three. They lead by five, 38-33. Back in 1 minute on. All right, 8 minutes to play, and here we go. Marshfield basketball, they bring it up. They're down by five by a score of 38-33. West Plains back to that reliable matchup zone defense. Left corner pass back out on the left side. Now inside, wide open, and the shot is up and in by Peyton Ward. She has just been a dominant factor inside in this game. It's to a three-point game. Zoe Scharnhorst with it. Olivia Lawson drives the lane, driving layup up and good. Nice game for Olivia tonight. She has 15, just like Alyssa Joyner. 40-35. It's a two-possession game now. Ward in the right corner. Picks up the dribble, looks for a relief, gets it back. Abby McBride, now over on the left side of the floor. Menzies to the left corner. Lubert back out to the point. Right corner, Ward has no shot. You have to guard her, though. She can make that shot. Now on the left side, three is in the air, no good. And rebounded by Lubert for Marshfield. She'll turn, face the middle, her shot no good. Tipped out of bounds by West Plains. 6:48 to play. West Plains up by five. 40-35 at West Plains High School. On the inbound, knocked out of bounds by Zoe Scharnhorst. Lily Finley will check back in now for Marshfield. And coming out of the lineup for Lady Jays is Hallie Menzies. Inbound play underneath. Ward has it in the corner. Low block, Luber. Bounce pass in. Great feed. Running layup, no good, but foul on the play. That's good basketball right there. A little give and go play here in the fourth. 6:41 left, 40-35. And that'll be foul number four on Olivia Lawson. And that's a matter of great distress for West Plains. Free throw here, good. Abby McBride is 4 out of 5 from the line and gets another try. 4-point game. And good again. 40-37 with 6:38 and counting. Olivia Lawson with it. Let's see if West Plains tries to get the ball here in some fashion. To join the ball, stolen instead, right out front, all the way in. The running layup is good, and it's a 1-point game. Abby McBride with the takeaway and the lay-in. to 39 with 6:08 to play. I thought this on the schedule might be the one of the better games we've had. And now here's a throwaway by West Plains. They turned it over again here in the fourth and have 10 for the game, a timeout call. 6:02 to play in the fourth quarter, and West Plains holds on by the skin of their teeth, 40-39, back in a minute on KDY. Well, tonight it's the Lady Scissors, and they have a 1-point lead against Marshfield. 6:02 to go here in the fourth. Marshfield basketball. Right side, Aldridge gets it in the corner to Lubberts to the point. Now on the left wing, left corner pass. They're looking inside to try to get it to you-know-who, Peyton Ward, but not open. Now they lob it. She gets it. She shoots it. She scores it. It's a 1-point lead now for Marshfield. 41-40, 21 points for number 21. And the ball nearly stolen down the backcourt. And it'll stay with West Plains as it's deflected out of bounds. Olivia Lawson takes the inbound pass. 5:30 to play. Anybody's game right now. Front court, Melissa Joyner. Zoe Scharnhorst will dribble over. Now gets it in the corner, Lucy Hafer. West Plains looking inside if they can. There it is. Pass down low. Caught. And a whistle and a holding foul will be the call against Marshfield with 5:10 to play. First foul call on Lily Finley. No shot involved, so it's West Plains ball underneath. Lob out front, stolen. Taken away by Marshfield, and they come back with Abby McBride. Beat it up the floor. Lubberts missed it. Put back up and in, though, by Peyton Ward. 43-40, front court. Zoe Scharnhorst with it. Alyssa Joyner will get the ball now. To the point, Olivia Lawson. Left side, Miley Abbott. Picked the dribble up. Now on the left side, Lucy Hafer. She had it stolen. Marshfield back again. Up the floor. Luber lays it up and good. We'll get timeout call by West Plains, that is. With 4:35 to play in the fourth, and it's now Marshfield 45, West Plains 40. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. West Plains ball down 5 with 4:35 to play in the game. The huddle there breaks up. Scott Womack with his three assistant coaches, Haley Erickson, Sammy Radosovic, and Mackenzie Brunson. Here we go, back to play. West Plains ball in the front court. On the right side, now out front. Left wing, Miley Adams has it. They're trying to get it inside, but boy, it's hard. Here's the three, right point by Olivia, and that ball bounces over the backboard, and it's a dead ball, and goes back over to Marshfield. In this quarter, Marshfield's outscored West Plains 12-2. Lubert's in the backcourt, over the top pass across. Now they'll set their offense, left baseline drive, inside out, back to the far right corner. Lubert has no shot. Now they'll move it back out front. Left corner. There is an open three. Big shot. Won't go. Rebound, though, by Miley Adams. West Plains has it, and she's fouled. That'll be on Lauren Lubert. That'll be her second foul. Team foul number two on Marshfield in this quarter. 3:49 left. Good coaching on the Marshfield side with Katie Pritchard, the head coach. They've done a very solid job on the all-stater, Alyssa Joyner, keeping her away from the ball at the offensive end. She'll dribble down all the way, kick it outside to the corner. Zoe Scharnhorst, that is, circles outside. Now takes it to the baseline. Back out it goes. Olivia Lawson. Pass across. Lucy Hafer nearly lost it. Back out front. 3:25 to play. Down the baseline, driving right-hand layup, no good, but Miley Abbott. And now West Plains on defense. They have to start getting some stops. Quinn Aldridge. Now on the left side, Lauren Lubert, pass across, cutting in. There's Ward back out front. Lubert dribbles over to the right elbow, fumbled at the point. Now on the left side. Peyton Ward to the high post, turning inside. Lubert all the way in, goes up, missed it. Whistle will have a foul call, though, and boy, Marshfield got bailed out. That was a very poor percentage shot, but she did get a foul call. And that'll be the second foul called on Lucy Hafer tonight. And the first free throw is good. Lauren Lubert will get one more. She is two out of three from the free throw line tonight. 6-point game, 46-40. And good again. Timeout call. It'll be a full timeout with 2:54 to go. In regulation play, and Marshfield has stretched it out to a 7-point lead. It's 47-40, and we come back in 1 minute on KDY. 47-40, we're back to play. West Plains with the ball, down by 7. They need to make something happen here pretty soon. Olivia Lawson at the point, gets a screen right. Pick and roll, nothing open. Popping out, Alyssa Joyner. Down the lane, has it stripped, but a foul will be called. With 2:37 to go, Ernest Grayer made the call on the strip foul. So that will be foul number 3 on Lauren Lubert for Marshfield. West Plains ball underneath. 2:37 left. We need to start making up some points. Here's Lucy Hafer now in the middle. Here's a fadeaway shot off the lip of the rim. No good. Good block off on Joyner by Memphis for Marshfield. They have the ball up 7. Peyton Ward to the far left corner. Open shot for a 3. No good. Ball goes long to the other corner, though. Chased down by Lubert. Marshfield keeps it. 2:15 to go. This is getting down to red alert time now. Right side. Drive to the baseline. They'll cut the ball off and move it back out front. Peyton Ward now. 2 minutes to play in a 7-point game. West Plains is allowing Marshfield just to hold the ball and pass it very casually out front. Now Menzies at the point. Hits it over. Dribbling through the lane to the far right corner. No shot. They'll move it out to Lubert. 1:38 to go. Again, Marshfield has not lost a true road game or a home game this year. And now a blocking foul against Miley Adams, and that'll be her fourth foul for West Plains. 1:28 left. Marshfield to throw the ball in. They get it in quick, and here's a whistle. That will be a blocking foul call on West Plains. Team foul number 4, but was it on the shot or before the shot? It is before the shot, and the foul is on Zoe Scharnhorst for West Plains. Inbound play, back out to the point. Lubert has it. 1:20 to play. You're going to have to start taking some chances. Down 7. That's 3 possessions. And now foul out front on Miley Adams. Now it'll be 2 shots. And Miley Adams just fouled out of the basketball game with 3 points. We'll hear a buzzer momentarily. Well, they didn't bother to blow the buzzer, but she'll come out. Zoe Shrub is in the ball game. Here's the free throw. Oh, and the first one is good. Lauren Lubert. Marshfield has been steady tonight. They've played a little bit better as the game has gone on. Next try, good. 49-40. Front court stolen away on the pass up the middle of the floor, and a foul is called on West Plains. And this one's just about done. What a second half for Marshfield. That foul is on Lucy Hafer, her third. Free throw shooter here is Abby McBride from Marshfield. First try, good. And no good. Rebound, Alyssa Joyner. Pretty impressive job Marshfield's done tonight. Down the key all the way. Right hand running layup is good by Olivia Lawson. 50-42. 55 seconds left. Going to have to get some turnovers here pretty quick. Peyton Ward down the front court, but they handle the ball pretty decent, so they're not going to give it away more than likely. You're going to have to foul them. 40 seconds left, and we'll get a timeout call by Marshfield. Lady Jays 50, Lady Zizzers 42, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. West Plains had a 38-33 lead starting the fourth quarter, and they have been outscored 17-4. And here's the inbound play from Marshfield. Ball lost, tied up. It'll be a jump ball, West Plains basketball with 36 seconds to go, down by 8. So we've got to get up the floor in a hurry. Here we go. Olivia Lawson up to Alyssa Joyner. Up the right side. Pass ahead. Tip. Down the corner. Back out it goes to Olivia Lawson. Hung up. Now Zoe Scharnhorst with a long three. It hits the back iron and goes far to the corner. Picked up by Marshfield with 18 seconds to play. Luberts. They'll get it to the front court. 12 seconds left. No reason to foul here. And the Lady Jays have come into West Plains and knocked off the Lady Zizzers to pick up their 20th win of the season by a final of 50-42. And we'll come back in 1 minute to wrap it up on KDY. You know, West Plains is now going to be a part of this Ozark Mountain Conference, and Marshfield will be in that conference. That means we're going to have to put up with Peyton Ward, this 6-foot freshman, this season and the next three to come, and it ain't going to get easier. And don't know how good she's going to be, but she's pretty good right now. She had 23 points tonight as Marshfield gets the win. West Plains' leading scorer was 17 was Olivia Lawson. Alyssa Joyner had 15, 5 for Zoe Scharnhorst, 3 points for Zoe Shrub. Make that 2 points for Zoe Shrub and 3 points for Miley Adams. West Plains had a little bit of a problem throwing the ball away tonight. They finished tonight with 13 turnovers, while Marshfield had a grand total of 7 and none in the fourth quarter. So, Marshfield, congratulations to them. That's a goal when the season starts. You want to win 20. And they win number 20 tonight to go to 20-4. And by the way, congratulations to Lady Zizzer Basketball, the annual Pink Out fundraising event in the fight against cancer, raised to this point. I'm not sure it's a definitive final total or not, but congratulations. They raised $25,000. $25,000. That's on account of the super, super generous people in and around West Plains. And a lot of people worked hard to make this a record-setting year. West Plains Bank and Trust Company was right there in the middle of all of it. And we had a check presentation before this game. And you'll see that on OzarkRadioNews.com tomorrow. More about this. Meanwhile, West Plains drops this game and they go to 18-7. And next up will be Bolivar next week. We'll have that game here on KDY Monday. Tuesday, we will go to Bolivar for the boys' game between the two schools. Our next radio broadcast of basketball Saturday night, and that'll be the MSU West Plains Grizzlies as they play at Park Hills against the Mineral Area Cardinals. Till then, thanks to Jasmine in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchison. You're finally in. It's the Marshfield Lady Jays 50 and the Lady Zizzers of West Plains 42. And good night from West Plains High School.